Welcome to After Dark with Robin Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out all the articles and podcasts. Thousands of hours of podcasts updated daily. You guys want to be sure to head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check those out. And if you're not already, whatever podcasting platform you use, make sure you subscribe to the America Out Loud channel. We appreciate that a great deal. Got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to have on once again friend of the show, BB Diamond, to discuss things with us. So we're always interested and excited to hear her input. He's going to start off tonight talking about what is happening around the world. And you look at Ukraine and what continues to go down is a sad thing for all of the Ukrainian people. But you look at here at home and what Joe Biden did to allow this to happen. He showed weak leadership in Afghanistan. He emboldened Putin. And I think next he's going to embolden China. They are watching closely what is going on here so they can make a move on Taiwan next, is what many believe. Seems like once again, China is outsmarting everyone. They're trying to act somewhat neutral in this war while we're putting sanctions on Russia. Russia's doing things to us. We're both costing each other money. Everyone's costing each other money. But here's China sitting on the sidelines, just cashing in as always. So once again, China is coming out on top. As meantime, we're paying over $4 a gallon for gas at most places in our country. It's an interesting time going on in the world. But Rob, how are you doing tonight?
Andrew, I'm doing well. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. I want to thank BB Diamond for joining us again, friend of the show. We always enjoy having BB and other guests to come on to also dissect the news because we enjoy getting their views all as well. You know, your opening was point on, Andrew, in that China is sitting on the sidelines, so to speak, watching all this stuff unfold. We spoke about this last night. And one of the things that I put out there is that Joe Biden is not the man for this moment in history. Clearly, he is out of his league. He's in it over his head, as well as Kamala. They can send people all over the globe to have conversations, but it's not going to work. It's extremely unfortunate that we have a biased media that refuses to call him out of fear that in doing so, they would give credibility to President Trump's presidency. And the people are completely uneducated or unlearned, I'll say, as to what's happening. I see our media attacking Putin and his tactics. They're saying that he's shutting down the media so that the people can't get access as to what's actually happening. He's kicking out social media. Well, I would have thought social media would have left, but then they'll make the excuse, well, we're staying here so that people can see what's happening. Yeah, but you're also being used as a tool. Don't you understand? Have they kicked Putin off of Twitter? Probably not. I know they haven't kicked off the Taliban, all the other terrorists. So Putin on his own had to kick them out. And of course, the media immediately says he's censoring information so that the people can't see what's going on. He's a dictator. He's a bad man. Well, they're right. He's a dictator. He's a bad man. But something that they're wrong on, and I guess they are not getting, is that they did the same thing in 2020 when they censored Trump supporters, when they censored and shut down his voice on social media. To this day, they shut it down, thinking, well, he can't communicate to the people that support him. And then the people that support him won't be able to speak truth to power because we'll shut that down. We only want one dialogue coming out. And if they're not in agreement with us, we're going to shut them down. Well, lo and behold, that's what Putin is doing, has done. What is the difference? So if I were to say Putin played this extremely well, wow, look at what he did. That does not mean that I support him. It just means that he outplayed, once again, the liberals. President Trump says something similar. And like clockwork, they all jumped out. Oh, he's praising Putin. You have Mike Pence coming out saying, any Republican that's praising Putin, we don't need that. It's like, Mike, for the sake of God, shut your big mouth up. You don't understand what's going on. And I hate to say that. How long has this man been in politics? And he was the vice president. And to come out and use the Democrat talking points, saying that Republicans are supporting Putin, they're saying he's doing a great job, when it is they who have given him the latitude to do what he's doing. It is they who looked the other way and allowed him to go into Ukraine. Because had Biden not come out and said, well, it's just going to be a little excursion, and then we told him that if you're going to do cyber attack on us, you can't touch this, that, and the other thing. What do you mean an excursion? What do you mean you can't touch this, that, or the other thing? It's you better not, or else we will blow you to kingdom come. I mean, you guys are the one that are placating to him. You're being played like a cheap prostitute. Yes, I said it. That's what's happening. You have been played. Now, Putin, perhaps, he's losing his marbles. He's been isolated. It doesn't really matter. The man is still a madman. He's still a dictator, and he's causing harm on the Ukrainians. This would have never happened had Donald Trump been in office. This would have never happened had big tech, the liberal media, and the Democrats, and all the other thugs and hooligans that came together and tried to stop Trump and steal the election. I don't care what Bill Barr is saying. Bill Barr came out and said Donald Trump should be upset, considering the fact that ever since he got into office, he's been attacked nonstop. Now Bill Barr wants to sell the book and he wants to get back in good with the establishment. So he wants to come out and attack Trump. I don't give a flip what he's saying. The truth is the truth and we have to look at it. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand what's going on here. It only requires common sense. Push back the hate, remove the names, and just look at common sense. Had we had a strong leader for this moment in history, we wouldn't be going through this. Had we had someone who would have called Biden out and said, look, you're looking at this wrong. Robert Gates even said that you've been wrong on every foreign policy issue for the past three decades, but the media again covered it up. They won't bring Robert Gates out, but they'll quickly go out and get James Clapper and John Brennan and all the other flakes to give commentary. We don't need them. Because we're already in the thick of it. And no, we should not go to Ukraine. We don't have an interest there. What's happening to the people is most unfortunate. My heart goes out. But this is what happens when you have a feckless leader that we have at the top, and the media will not call him out. Because if they were to call him out, then they would invoke Article 25 and say, you gotta go, as well as Kamala, as well as Nancy Pelosi. Let's get someone in here who knows what they're doing. Come November 22, the election, should the Republicans be successful in taking back both houses, they should hopscotch right over McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, and say, we want Donald Trump as a Speaker of the House. We want to kick out Mitch McConnell, and we want to put someone else in. And then we'll be cooking with grease, because what we're doing right now, it is not happening. It is not working. And we must wake up. BB Diamond, thank you for joining us. What are your thoughts?
Wow, thank you so much for having me. Excellent opening by both of you. I mean, you hit it on, you were on point. The same censoring that the media is talking that about that Putin is doing, they did it. The corporate media, big tech, social media, they censored us. They censored Donald Trump. And now they're saying Putin is doing, they are absolutely hypocrites. Another point, we know if Trump were in office now, Putin would not have invaded the Ukraine. And I agree with you. It's tragic what's going on with the Ukraine. Russia and Ukraine, just to back up a little bit, have had a very troubled history. Russia has been invading and trying to control Ukraine since Vladimir Lenin in 1920. Okay. And then we move forward in 1930s and 40s, and Joseph Stalin starved Ukrainians. Ukraine was once known as the breadbasket of Europe until what happened in the 1930s and 40s. And it became known as the Bloodlands because of the warring between Russia and the Ukraine. So the history is tragic, and my heart goes out to the people of Ukraine. But at this point, there is no American interest. Now, I would say that should, you know, they cut off any food chains, food supplies, water to the Ukrainians, where they're trying to recreate what happened in the 1930s, then I do think for humanitarian purposes, we should step in. But Biden is so weak. It's more than just weak. We're leaderless at the top. We have no president, really, or vice president. They're just president, vice president, respectively, on paper. They're not acting with authority and leadership and with wisdom. So we have to elect Republicans. The Democrat Party is a mess. It's being run by socialists. We can't trust them. We need to bring back Donald Trump into the fold so he can lead this ship that's gone astray. Now, as for Mike Pence, I think he's overall a good man, a decent Christian, but I think he lacks wisdom. He doesn't understand. We have moved past Mike Pence. Politically, he no longer is viable to the patriots of this country. Those are my comments for now. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You're right, Bibi. Mike Pence is a good Christian, and we have moved beyond him. And I wish he would move beyond the talking points that he comes out with attacking the Republican establishment, well, not the establishment, but the Republicans that support Trump and Trump himself. Sometimes if there's nothing that you can say that's positive, it's best to keep quiet and not to say anything, because he knows if they're just egging him on, they want him to say something to the contrary about President Trump. And whenever he speaks, it's going to happen. Whether he say, well, I didn't mean it this way. Well, you shouldn't have to explain it. Just bypass it. Like so many of the others do. They'll say, well, I'm here to talk about this. Bypass it altogether. Back to Bill Barr, the same thing. We have tape of him saying that Trump has a right to be angry with the way they treated him and how they did him. But now he's selling books. So he's got a different ballgame. So now he wants to make all the circuits and speak what he claims is his truth. But going back to our topic at hand, you know, Andrew, when you were talking about China, before I go to China, I want to just go back to Russia and this administration, President Biden. Why is it that we are still, at this moment, Andrew and Bibi, buying oil from Russia, albeit it's a small amount? I think it's 3.5%. Why are we getting any oil or gas from Russia? This is blood money. We're helping him fund this crazy war against Ukraine. Blood is on Biden's hand. We've got to call it out. After Dark with Robin Andrew and our guest, Bibi Diamond, we have to call it out because no one else in the media will call it out. They'll make it seem as if though it doesn't matter. It does matter. It's a big deal. Because if we were to open up our own reserves, Keystone Pipeline, put it back on, no, it's going to take some time. But why wait? The money that we're giving Russia, it's only 3.5%. Are you serious? Do we actually need that little bit? I mean, and I did some pre-work here. I think it's 57% from Canada, 9.8% from Mexico, 6.6% from Saudi Arabia. And of course, Biden went to Saudi Arabia and said, hey, can you pump some more? And what did they say? I don't think so. Forget about you. We don't take our commands from you. Who do you think you are? And who does Biden think he is? You don't have a relationship with them. Trump built a relationship with them. This is what you call true leadership. Oh no, Trump shouldn't be building a relationship with them because they did this. No, I'm trying to establish peace in the Middle East. As the saying goes, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. Now that just goes right over the heads of these liberals because their whole thing is, let's go to war, let's fight. Never mind that they're putting our sons and daughters in harm's way. Never mind that the establishment just wants money. Mark Milley and Lord Austin, they're just looking at the gains that they're gonna get to these big defense contractors. Never mind that. And the list just goes on and on and on who we're getting oil from when we could be oil independent on ourselves, not dependent on another country, which is the way Trump left the White House. That we weren't dependent on anyone. Why can't it be the same way? Why is it that we have to give our goods and services overseas? What's wrong with Americans? Well, we filled their heads with nonsense, and we told all of them, all the way down to the five-year-old kid, that they should be making $200,000+, even if they're working at McDonald's, that they should be driving in a Porsche or a Lamborghini or a Mercedes or a Cadillac, even if they're working at McDonald's or with a paper route, where they don't have paper routes anymore. They're working at Grubhub or one of those other Ubers. They should be making this amount of money. This is what we've drilled in these kids' head with social media, Instagram, Twitter, and all these other things. And, oh, you should be living up like the Kardashians. Who cares if you don't have that? You're not working that kind of job. This is what you should be making. And if they don't pay it to you, you should quit. And then the government will give you money. We are so misguided in our thinking. And we have no one to stand up and tell these kids, it doesn't work that way. You need to get out there. Hard day's work. I remember when the show American Idol first came on and those kids would come out and they would say, oh, I deserve this because I've worked all my life and it's my time. It's your time? How old are you, 18? And you've been working in a restaurant for how long? But it's your time? That was the beginning of these kids being spoiled and to thinking that they're entitled to everything. And if we were to go to war, because a lot of them are going to look at the images that the media is putting out before us. Oh, look at the baby, that poor baby. Oh, look at the horrible pictures and they're killing this person. They're doing this. Never mind saying, but this wouldn't have happened had it not been for Joe Biden. Just like Afghanistan, 13 soldiers that were killed. They should have never died. And it would have never happened had Joe Biden not, had he been more informed and not so sloppily leaving Afghanistan. Would have never happened. Would have never happened. But no one knows about it. If you were to ask an American, they would be completely confused. And they would say, oh, well, that was under Trump. No, it wasn't. It was under Biden. Because under Trump, there was peace. Under Trump, we didn't have all these little skirmishes. Under Trump, North Korea was in check. Under Trump, China knew not to go into Taiwan. Under Trump, Putin knew not to go to Ukraine. Yes, he was looking at it, but he knew. But what did the media say? Oh, they're colluding. Trump, they're colluding. Whereas Trump made a call to Ukraine and said, hey, I want to get to the bottom of this. What's going on? And if you expect this, you need to let us know what's happening. Oh, that's collusion. He was doing a pay for quid pro quo. Like, but what about Hunter Biden? Maybe that's the reason why we're being hesitant to cut off the oil spigots from Russia, because they might spill the beans on Hunter Biden. And where is Hunter Biden in all of this? Hiding somewhere? It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But yet and still, we're looking at, oh, well, maybe we should go in, we should help them. Are you going to send your sons and daughters over there? I mean, let's just be honest. Hunter Biden, he's eligible. Is Biden going to send his grandsons and granddaughters? Is Kamala Harris going to send her nieces? As opposed to looking at ours and sending them there? This would have never happened. And the media needs to call it out. We should have already stopped getting oil from Russia. And they should be calling Biden out saying, you do realize that this is blood money. We don't need that little percentage of oil. And on top of that, they're getting ready to meet, have a meeting in, I think it's Vienna, to decide on the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA. With Iran, whether or not we want them to continue or to slow down their nuclear weapons. Why are we even meeting with them about that? Barack Obama did it in 2015. Trump came in and said, this makes no sense. We're not going to do it. Iran has been bitching and moaning ever since, saying, oh, no, 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 we want to do it. We want to do it. And you guys have got to give us money to do it. And the whole idea behind it is that Iran will continue doing what they're doing. But in the event that they decide to immediately speed up production of getting a nuclear weapon, they'll let us know. Now, hear what I'm saying. they will let us know. They will let China know, the United States, and I think it's Russia, because they're all part of this. They're hammering out the deal. Yes, I said Russia, who's in a war with Ukraine. Russia has to know about this. Russia, whom we're getting 3.5% of oil. China, who's looking at going into Taiwan. China, who told the United States, we don't care. We're not going to say what China is doing is wrong. We're not going to condemn it. And by the way, we did tell China, we did tell Russia to wait before they go in. Can you guys believe that?
Well, to me, it's outrageous that they, the United States, the most powerful country in the world with the greatest military, is being kowtowed by both Russia and China. And China is the larger danger for the United States. And one of the reasons that China is in the Middle East and also Russia is to create, to cut off the United States' power there so they can exert their power. And so this is a dangerous situation we're in. You know, Trump may have sent out mean tweets. He's a brash New Yorker. People didn't like it because he said mean things. What they overlooked was the fact he was one of the most effective presidents in our history, and he stood tall and strong. And so Putin knew not to cross him. Xi Jinping knew not to cross him. North Korea leader, for his name escapes me, knew not to cross Trump. That's what we need. We don't need somebody soft and nice on Twitter, but BSing us and letting these dictators run over us and other parts of the world. This is outrageous. And the fact that we're not holding account China account. See, we're compromised. Part of the compromise on both China and Ukraine point right back to the man sitting in 1600, Pennsylvania Avenue, Joe Biden and his son Hunter. That's where they're compromised. There's only so much pushing that they're going to do because they're compromised. And Russia is holding in its hands, and I believe this is starting to trickle out, information about bio labs that the U.S. has sponsored in the Ukraine and the corruption. Now, I want to say this. We can chew gum and walk at the same time. So what I mean by that is, we can sympathize with the innocent people of the Ukraine, the innocent men, women, and children of Ukraine, and we can pray for them. But we also say that we don't want boots on the ground, because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It's not going to be their children, Joe Biden's grandchildren. It's not going to be Nancy Pelosi's children. It's going to be our children. Right. Those who are pushing this war, their children are safely ensconced, right, in Westchester County, in the Bay Area of California, you know, upstate New York. It's going to be the MAGA parents who are going to send their children. I remember when liberals spoke out against the Vietnam War because it wasn't the wealthy and elite who were sending their children. It was a brown and black people of America, a poor white guy from Oklahoma, a black man from Harlem, Hispanic from East Harlem. They were on the fields of Vietnam. Where are the liberals now? They're all quiet. They're part of the elite. They have joined the elite. That's why they will protect Wall Street. They will protect Hunter Biden. They will protect these people and disregard the working people of America, who will pay the price for any ground war. So we can be sympathetic, but we also have to draw lines. And one final point for now. Why are we so obsessed with the border between Ukraine and Russia, and yet our border is wide open? These same people who want you to hate Putin, and Putin is a dictator. He is. The same people that want you to hate dictators like Putin, they have no problem with the cartel conducting human trafficking right there on our border. I'm sick of the hypocrisy from the left. They're not liberals. They're leftists. They're fascists. Thank you.
Ibi, you're so spot on. You are so spot on with what you just said. That it won't be the people, the elite people, going to war. It will be the MAGA. And they'll sit back and they will laugh, because we love our country. When it's time to serve, we will serve. And I've said that so many times. You look at Ukraine, they are showing us what patriotism is like. That leader is not leaving. He's staying right there in the thick of things. Meanwhile, we have Joe Biden constantly going off to Delaware. What in the heck is in Delaware? Well, I know he has a house there that he got from ill gains, thanks to Hunter Biden and all of his deals with Ukraine, Russia, and China. But by God, he should be in the White House leading the people. And that what he gave the other night, calling it a State of the Union, it was disastrous. Yet the media will not call it out because they're trying to prop him up, make him look good. And like you said, Trump was brash. He was bombastic. He was in your face. I don't care about any of that. It's actionable items, as I have always said. Actionable items. What actionable items has President Biden presented to us other than failing in Afghanistan? We have a border that's wide open. We have people that are flooding the gates coming in here. We don't know who they are, what they will do, but we're giving them money. And all of this is just so that the Democrats can change the Electoral College so that they can be voted into office every day, nonstop, whenever there is an election. People, you gotta wake up. You have to.
Yeah, it seems quite obvious on the surface. No matter what you think of President Trump, you cannot deny he got things done for the American people, and we were much better off under Trump than what we currently are under Biden. That should be obvious for all to see. It's just hard to fathom how people cannot see it. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew with our special guest, BB Deck.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races. You toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support, delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Dr. Vladimir Zelenko knows a thing or two about the immune system. He was nominated for a Nobel Prize for his early COVID-19 treatments, and now he's offering his Z-Stack supplements to our listeners at a discount. Just go to zstacklife.com/freedom. That's zstacklife.com/freedom.
As Americans, we seek to form a more perfect union. To paraphrase Abraham Lincoln, we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And God willing, we shall not perish from the earth. AmericaOutLoud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew and our special guest, BB Diamond. And when we went to break, we were talking about going to war. And something that BB Diamond said that I just resonated with me, and I hope the same with you, is that we don't want boots on the ground.
Absolutely.
I like that. We don't want our boys and girls fighting a war. And I saw the other night, I think it was Jay, he was the Secretary of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson. And he said that we have to be extremely careful because right now you have a lot of people that are looking at the pictures, and do not doubt that the media is only showing us what they want us to see. I do believe that what's happening in Ukraine is a bloodbath. Putin has designs to just completely destroy that country, but we cannot let our emotions lead us. Too many on the left are led by emotions. We cannot be led by emotions. We hear the people, we see what they're saying. But as President Zelensky said, Biden should have started the sanctions earlier on. He said it. The media will not keep playing it. because they want to make it seem as if though what Biden did was so fantastic. And what exactly did he do? Well, he put together a strong coalition of NATO allies. Yeah, but they're rather tepid in their response to call Putin out. They were rather tepid in shutting down a lot of things. Yeah, that they're doing it now. But why didn't you do it earlier on before lives were lost? I mean, what you're doing now is, I mean, it might help. It might hurt him to some degree. But had you done it earlier, a deterrence that look at what we're doing and it's going to continue. Why is it that here in the States, we're only now seizing the properties of the oligarchs? Had this been Donald Trump, they would have already seized everything. I mean, they're still trying to seize his stuff. They're trying to shut him, cut him off from his bank accounts. They don't want him to sell his hotels. But the Russian oligarchs, oh, let's don't worry about it. And that is the reason why China and Russia are so emboldened. Putin might be a madman, but the man sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is a crazy man, crazy as a fox. But I think a fox might be a little bit smarter than him. So, hey, give or take a little bit. But this shouldn't be happening. You have these companies that are coming out, BP, Oil, Exxon, GM, Ford, Honda, Volvo, UPS, Shell. And they're saying that Shell, although Shell said that they stopped doing business with Russia, they're still doing business with Russia. But why is it that it took some 7 days into this war that they decide we're going to shut things down? Visa, MasterCard, why didn't you already do it? What were you waiting on? No, I bet they shut it down for the Ukrainians. Oh, we got to get out of there because that's going to be blown up. You see, this doesn't make any sense. And here's something else, guys. Why is it, do you think, Biden is yet to say that Putin has committed war crimes? Why hasn't he done it? Instead, we're meeting with them to discuss the fate of Iran and their nuclear arsenal. This just doesn't make any sense. You cannot make this stuff up. And the media will not call them out. They're not saying anything about it. It's as if, though, oh, there's nothing wrong here. There is a big problem here. This is a reason why Putin is so emboldened. This is a reason why he's not letting up. Yes, things might not be going his way. Yes, his troop 400 caravan vehicles are stalled, but he's not stopping. When you look at some of those images, he has leveled complete cities. It's only a matter of time, but yet and still, Zelensky, he's still there with the people, hunkered down. He's still there talking to our congressmen. I don't know how they're doing it. I'm surprised that they still have connection. I wonder about that. How does he have connection if Putin is blowing up everything? But he is still there. Meanwhile, Biden is in Delaware with Jill Biden, who's just as excited. Have you guys ever noticed that she is so excited about being the first lady? It's like she cannot contain herself. It's like, oh my God, after 30 years, finally I have made it.
Yeah, she loves the attention.
Yeah, I think she has wanted this all her life to be the first lady. And now she has it, and she is not about to give it up. So all those that are thinking that Joe Biden will like step down gracefully and Kamala will, not by a long shot. And do we really want Kamala there? I mean, it's like she's like the lesser of two evils, but do we really want her? What exactly can she bring to the table besides cackling? And identity politics to say, well, she was the first woman. She's the first woman of color. She was the first Black woman. She was the first Asian, because you never know what she is any given day of the week. Do we really want that there? We have failed the country. No, we didn't, because we voted the right way. But to allow him to ascend to that level where he is simply because he felt that it's my time. And that's how the left view these things. Remember Hillary Clinton? It's my time. I've put my time in. So I deserve to be there. So put me here so I can just say I'm here. And that's what Joe Biden is doing. Mr. I'm going to be unity. It has caused nothing but destruction in the land. I mean, baby, it just doesn't make any sense. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I think it's fair to say that Joe Biden is the worst president in the history of the United States. I think that's a fair statement. I think the Democrat Party has destroyed itself. They stole the election along with deep state. The election was stolen in the key swing states. We know that. They put this man in there claiming he got 81 million votes. No one believes now at this point, even Democrats, that he won more votes than Barack Obama. It's just, there's no way. This is a shameful period in American history. Joe Biden is bad. Kamala is an empty suit. She basically slept her way to the top. Barack Obama put her up there because she checked off the boxes when it came to gender and race. And this is the problem with the left. They lack common sense, number one, because they don't generally believe in God. And number two, they're anti-American. So once you get that understanding, this explains a lot. This is why what they propose fails. It fails. When he gave the State of the Union the other night, I heard a number of people say he sounded like Trump in terms of the policies he was pushing to a certain extent, because what they have done simply doesn't work. What they propose just does not work. And, you know, I want to step back a little bit, going back to what your point, which was a good one. Why hasn't Biden called Putin a war criminal? Now, Lindsey Graham said that, but I think Lindsey Graham went a bit too far when he said he wants someone in Russia to actually assassinate Vladimir Putin. I think that's a little bit drastic for me at this point. But Lindsey Graham, you know, calling him a war criminal, he's absolutely right. What Putin did is against humanity. Just going into Ukraine to claim and grab Ukraine. Why hasn't Joe Biden called him a war criminal? When all this is revealed, and it will come to light, we're going to see the compromise of how Hunter, the fact that he was compromised, has harmed U.S. policy, has hurt this country and countries like Ukraine. And you can say whatever you want about Zelensky. He's a former comedian. The man said, I don't need a ride from the U.S. I need weapons. He's fighting with his people. And for that, I admire Zelensky. What the corruption has nothing to do with it at this point. We're corrupt. We're a corrupt nation. So for people to say, oh, Ukraine is corrupt. Many countries are corrupt. The bottom line is what Putin did was unethical, wrong, and evil.
Completely wrong and evil. And he should be called out. And why Biden is holding his tongue and not doing so. I mean, I would think maybe he's colluding with Putin. It would say the same of Trump. I mean, when you look at the parallels, everything that they lied about Trump, he's doing this and doing that. Biden is doing that and then some. And it doesn't take, like I said, a rocket scientist to figure it out or to see it. You just remove the names and you can say, wait a minute, what this guy is doing is wrong. Now, I bet you if you were to go on the streets and did a survey and just say, are you aware of what's happening? And do you believe that the president should say that Putin is a war criminal? Yes. And why do you think it has been done? Well, Trump is not in office. Trump has nothing to do with it. Yeah, but Trump was colluding. Nope, Trump is not in office. It's Joe Biden. People would be completely taken off. But wait, what? Joe Biden hasn't done that? No, he hasn't done it. And can you believe that he's still, what would you say if we were to tell you that a president is still getting oil from a nation that is corrupt, that is killing Ukrainians? What would you say? I would say that it's wrong. And who do you think was doing that? Donald Trump? No, it's Joe Biden. But the media will allow people to assume that it's Trump, knowing that it's Joe Biden. But when you mention a Trump accomplishment, oh, that was Joe Biden. And as you said, BB, during the State of the Union address, yes, he was sounding off on Trump's policies, made in America. Let's make things here in America. Let's look after our border. Let's fund the police. I'm like, wait a minute, dude, come on. Did you go and take a page from Trump's speech? And he probably did. Will the media call him out? No. They'll say, oh, no, he's doing great. We were for this all along. No, you weren't. You were for defunding the police. You were for open borders. You were for who cares if things are made overseas. We don't want to be isolationist. But see, now they see that it makes sense. They want to take credit for it. In the meantime, the country is falling apart. And as Andrew, you said so well, the top of the hour about China, they're just sitting and looking. It's only a matter of time. China refused to condemn what Putin is doing. When we saw Putin go to the Olympics and stand on the platform and shake the Chinese president's hand, at that moment, Joe should have said, let's start with the sanctions now. Well, for one, we should have never gone to the Olympics. But you can't tell a liberal that, oh, we got to go. And I'm sure they see nothing wrong with us sitting down at a table with the Russians, hammering out a deal for the Iranians to get a nuclear power. Andrew, this is crazy. I don't get it. Why aren't people mad and angry?
Yeah, it is crazy. And this is the situation that we're currently dealing with. It just makes no sense that people are not calling out Joe Biden more. I mean, we are here on America Out Loud After Dark. We're calling out Joe Biden for his State of the Union. We're still calling him out for the 13 dead soldiers in Afghanistan. But a lot has went wrong under the Joe Biden administration, and we still see our very dishonest press making excuses for him. And as we mentioned before, you see what's happened to the January 6th protesters. You see what's happened to the truckers over in Canada with Justin Trudeau. And then you've got the media here with the gall to try and give Putin slack for arresting protesters to this current war. Well, it's like, why don't they call out Justin Trudeau or some of these partisan politicians going after people at January 6th? Because what they're doing is no different than what Vladimir Putin has done to the Russian people.
Absolutely. And you know what? I would venture to say, BB, that if Biden could, he would probably try and put all Trump supporters behind bars. Because I heard the other day that one of the protesters of Jan 6 pleaded to sedition. I don't buy into any of the pleas that are being made, because I do believe they're being pressured. And a lot of these people just want it over with. Because we see right now, feckless Republicans aren't going to come out and support them. You have Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I think Louie Gohmert, who tried to go and see them, and they were turned away. Why aren't more Republicans going in and trying to see these people? What happened on Jan 6 does not look good at all. Okay, let's just put it out there. A lot of folks got a problem with it. But in my opinion, it was a College Board prank compared to what we went through during the spring and summer of 2020. Compared to what we went through during the Kavanaugh hearings, when we had women clawing at the doors of the Supreme Court. We had women sitting in the Senate chamber to keep them from voting. And people want to always bring up Jan 6. Half of the people that bring it up don't even know what happened on Jan 6. They just hear, Jan 6, it must be bad. And when I see people, oh, Liz Cheney, it was just horrible. And Adam Kissinger crying. I'm like, did you cry for David Dorn when he was killed? Did you cry for any of the people that were killed during the spring and summer of 2020? Not at all. But yet and still, they want to bring up Jan 6. Yet and still, they won't say anything about Putin, right, who's cracking down on the protesters.
You know, what's so shameful about January 6th, I didn't agree with it, but I have certain feelings about it. Part of it was set up. If you look at the videotape, and we don't have to go into detail, but one of the Capitol police officers actually opened the barricades to them. Now, should they have done that? No, I wouldn't have done that. That was maybe, it was like you, as you put it, it was a prank. It shouldn't have been done. I do believe FBI agents were involved, but that's a story for another day. The bottom line is, this was not an insurrection. No one had a weapon. No one, to the best of my knowledge, has been charged with insurrection. Okay. What they have done to these January 6th defendants, to me, based on reports from Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, and Louie Gohmert, it's inhuman. One of the January 6th defendants recently committed suicide. They have tried to, because of their hatred for Trump and Trump supporters, they have tried to destroy these men, and it's outrageous. And more Republicans need to speak up. I totally agree with you. This is outrageous, what's happened in this country. We have to get back to just to take this back from the left. The media, we really don't, as long as there are corporate sponsors, we cannot control the media. We're just going to have to barrel past the media and just put our truth out there. Take back the House, the Senate, and the White House in 2024 to correct all that is going on, all the censorship, all the lying, you know, just trying to destroy people for supporting Trump, stealing the election. There are a number of things. What they did with the vaccine mandates. This all has to be investigated once the Republicans take over Washington, D.C. We must never allow this to happen again in American history.
We can't allow this to happen again, and Republicans must investigate. There are so many things, BB and Andrew, that the Republicans need to do come 2022, November, that is. there are so many investigations, and we can't look at this as if though, well, this is payback time, we're paying them back, and this is reciprocity. No, it's getting to the truth. It is correcting the wrongs that have been done, something that Bill Barr claimed that he was going to do when he became Trump's attorney general. We need to make certain that the people that we vote for have that in mind, like Joe Kent, Laverne Spicer, Rayla Campbell, Colonel Hall, Julie Hall. We need to make certain that these people are laser focused and that they're going in with the intent of correcting the wrong. And as you said, BB, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. All of these things must be uncovered. We have got to. That is the only way we will bring back people to say, yes, I trust the government. Because right now, I don't. I question everything. After the whole COVID lockdown, I question everything. And where the heck is Dr. Fraud? Is he and Hunter Biden out somewhere hiding out because they know the footsteps of inevitability are fastly approaching? Where are they? Not that I want him coming back out again, but he should come out and own up to the mess that he's created. He's probably somewhere working out book deals. I heard that he's now been reduced or relegated to YouTube giving interviews on these crazy shows. You know, maybe we should reach out to him, Andrew, and see if he'll come on our show, because I will be respectful as we are with all of our guests, but I've got a lot of questions to ask him. And you know something else, guys? They haven't mentioned anything about the virus and all the people that are gathering on those buses in Ukraine. They haven't said anything about it. Nothing at all. They have not. The only thing they've said related to Putin is that he isolated himself because he was afraid that he could get it. But they haven't said anything about it. What happened? Well, they didn't say anything about it during the spring, summer of 2020 when people were out protesting. Definitely, you would have thought that people would have gotten the virus then, but they didn't. See, people don't think. They don't think because they're falling behind CNN, PMSNBC, Washington Post, the New York Times, and they're just not asking the question, wait a minute, it doesn't make any sense. You're telling one group to stay inside, the other group can do whatever they want to do, including burning down whole places. Speaking of burning down, and they're complaining about what Putin did, well, look at what the protesters, not the protesters, but the rioters did in the spring and summer of 2020. And we said that it was okay. Maybe Putin is taking a page out of their book because he saw that, hey, they're not going to do anything. They didn't do anything to them. They're not going to do anything to me. They can threaten me all they want to. The sanctions aren't going to work. I can get around it. Look at how long we were sanctioning, and we still are, Iran. And still they're bad actors. North Korea, still they're bad actors. And you know why? Because China is propping them up. And if we know that, and that's a fact, come on, let's just be honest. If one group is going to cut you off to flatten your economy, someone has to be there helping you keep things running. It's China, as Trump would say. And if it is China, and because we know it to be China, why haven't we told our manufacturers and our corporations, get out of China? If China goes into Taiwan, what are we going to do? Because Taiwan isn't a NATO country, but we have an understanding with the White House that if they were attacked, that we would assist them. Not that we would fight with them. I looked this up, but we would work with them. Right now, our troops are giving them training, as Colonel Julie Hall has said. But if that is to be so, and we will never know because we don't know if they're telling Mark Milley that they're going in or not. Mark, and if they have told him, he's probably trying to work with the industrial complex to see, okay, let's see what contracts can we get for these major defense companies. Do not doubt me on this. I don't trust him at all. But back to my point, because we know that it is inevitable that China will do something, what have we planned as our backup plan? What have we told the companies that are there? Do you have another company, another country to work with to manufacture your goods? Have you thought about bringing some of it back on shore and start training our people? Why would we be so open and give everything to this country that we know does not like us, that we know wants to take us out? Why aren't we thinking? And I guarantee you, No one, they probably thought about it, that they have not made provisions that if it were to happen. And what will we do? Will we fight China? That's a nuclear power. China can very easily lob a bomb to Hawaii or to Alaska. And it might not be there. They might, one of our countries that we have an interest with, Japan. Why aren't we thinking ahead? Why aren't we? Because we have Joe Biden in the White House with Ron Klain, Susan Rice, and Barack Obama is a puppet person, the puppet master of Joe Biden. And they're probably saying, don't worry about it. But if it were to hit the fan, they will start calling up our sons and our daughters. And like clockwork, the liberal elite will start hiding their sons and daughters. I just, it doesn't make any sense, BB. Do you think they're thinking about this? Because it could happen. No.
That's a very good point. We are at a dangerous point in this country, and I don't want to be an alarmist, but you're absolutely right. If China were to invade Taiwan, it would definitely have a direct impact on the United States. We get a lot of our technology from Taiwan. It would impact our cars and other things that we use. So this is very dangerous. We're in a dangerous situation with China at this point. Why have we turned over to China, if you will, which controls Taiwan, as we know? The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself, but the love of money. So you have both Republicans, rhinos, really, like George H.W. Bush and others, who made deals with China, and Democrats particularly. So we've allowed a lot of our things, from our medicine to our clothes to our jewelry to our watches to some of our vehicles, the chips that we use in the smart cars and all that, to be manufactured between China and Taiwan, because the kickbacks to certain politicians in the United States. That's why it happened. So now we're at a precipice at this point, because as you've said, as pointed out so correctly, the Chinese dictator is watching what happens between Ukraine and Russia. And it could tell us what they will do when it comes to Taiwan. I just pray that Trump comes back in, or we get him in or become speaker before all this unfolds, because it could lead, God forbid, to World War III. I'm hoping and praying I'm wrong. Thank you.
You're right, it could lead to World War III. And you think back to when Trump was running, you had all these individuals who were alarmists, and they were saying that if Trump is elected, World War III would take place before he was even installed or inaugurated as president. It didn't happen. As soon as he was inaugurated, they kept saying the same thing, that World War III is pending, is coming. And they thought it would be with North Korea. And it didn't even come close to that. At no point during Trump's administration, I don't know about you guys, but I never felt as if though we were marching to war. At no point in time. However, as soon as Biden took control, I thought, oh my gosh, here it goes. First, Afghanistan, the failure there. Even with Barack Obama, you remember what happened with Barack Obama when he had threatened Syria and drawing the line in the sand. And you look at what happened when Russia went into Crimea. None of that happened under Trump, under his watch. And Putin could have very easily said, well, I'm just going to go ahead and go into, take me a little Ukraine, or take half of it, or at least start it, or put troops on the ground around it. He could have done it. Why didn't he do it? See, these are the questions that people aren't asking. Why didn't he do it? He could have. Look at China. He knew, and Trump knew that Putin wanted Ukraine. And as he said, an article that was in the New York Post by, I think it was the author's last name is Goodman, Friedman. He said that Trump told Putin, don't do it. I know you want to, but don't do it. He told the president of China, I know you're looking at Taiwan, don't do it. But you just can't do it. And it never happened. And when he would meet with these leaders, the only thing that the media would say is, oh, they have something going on. And remember all the crude jokes that were made about Putin and Trump. I thought, where is this coming from? Where is this hate coming from? And people bought into it and they believed it. And now look at where we are. Now you can make those jokes now. You can say that we could possibly be in World War III. We could wake up and there you go. If Putin is as deranged as they want us to believe, he could very easily lob a bomb or something to Poland or any of the other NATO countries, and we would have to respond. But we're supposed to, we don't have to, because we would have to think it out. And maybe that's the reason why Biden is hiding in Delaware. So that if something like that were to happen, he could say, oh, I didn't see it. Or they were counseling, they told me about it. I've got to think about our next move. These leaders do not respect weakness. So it would lead me to believe, guys, that the Trump doctrine of leadership by strength worked. It worked. You cannot lead from behind. You cannot lead being this little placator. You have to show strength on the world stage because we have too many leaders, too many rogue players that are out there looking at harming other countries. And the fact that the media never got it with Trump being in office is it shows you that they could care less about the American people. They're okay with us being second fiddle. But we can't lead from behind. Now, I'm sure Joe Biden, Bibi, is a lovely man in some capacity, but this is not the time for him to lead. This is not the time for him to try out being a leader. What do you say?
No, you're 100% correct. And I like what you or Andrew said earlier. He is the wrong president at this time and at this point in our history. He may be a decent guy to have a beer with, to have some coffee with, some ice cream, but he should not be in the White House. He should not be the commander in chief. He is simply not fit on different levels, mentally, physically, politically. He is not fit to be president of the United States. You've nailed it.
Yeah, well said, guys. And on that note, it's time to wrap up. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Robin Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, or Pandora. Thanks once again to our guest, Bibi Diamond. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.